irrespective of how the appeal goes, bearing in mind he has done a sentence for it and was judged to be guilty. And that being the case, there's been a great volume of opinion that football should change its rules. But I just feel we need to be quite careful when, you know, there's different popular opinions and suddenly that's being treated as a rule of law when it's not at the moment, and legitimately he is entitled to return. So we'll have to see, but there'll have to be quite a difference in the tide of opinion. But I do think it may help that when they do know that he's genuinely apologetic for the consequences of what happened, and also with regard to some of the stuff that we've seen on social media.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I mean, he's apologised for the effects of that night and the effects that have had, but he maintains his innocence despite being found guilty and sentenced and served that sentence.
He wouldn't be the first person or persons to have been found guilty and maintain their innocence and then been proved right. If we're talking about things in football, we know what happened, what was alleged to have happened at Hillsborough, and it's now unravelling, and we're finding it was very different to how it was portrayed at the time, indeed by the police at the time.
Have you spoken to Ched, and how's he reacted to the news?
Yeah, I've spoken to Ched, and like a lot of people, you know, who've spoken to him, they're aware of how he feels, and I hope the statement helps to some extent in that. And obviously, it's not a good time for him.